There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to boost the economy like Taylor Swift? Do you want to run a business empire like Rihanna? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding, ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
Now, what are they going to talk about today? That's what all the readers are saying. Now, what are they going to talk about today?
Well, I'm genuinely asking this question because we are recording this on the same week as last week's episode.
Very near.
Very near. And so I do have that, you know, podcaster anxiety. I think, oh, well, I'm not going to have anything to talk about with my co-host. But I know that's never a challenge with me.
You have PPA.
I don't.
Podcast performance anxiety.
PPA.
Oh, my God. Oh, did we just create?
We just created a new contemporary disease, mental illness. PPA. Oh my God. Canadian golden shower.
Yes.
Lover saying PPA.
I'm saying it right now. This is going to be the best Lost Culture episode of all time. Today, honey.
I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt it. Well, there's much to celebrate and remember and reflect upon.
Oh, can we just, well, what do you want to talk about first?
Listen.
We can start on a mournful note.
I think we have to start on a mournful note.
Yeah.
Because we're recording this on Saturday, September 2nd. Last night, a legend passed. Jimmy Buffett has passed at age 76. He was a singer, songwriter, icon, author, and truly entrepreneur.
Billionaire. I mean,
he was a genius.
He was valued at $1 billion.
Really?
In Forbes. And this is when you go, maybe not all billionaires are bad.
Not all billionaires.
If it's Rihanna and Jimmy.
If it's Rihanna and Jimmy and Soon Taylor, 3 of the least evil people in the entertainment industry.
Those are the 3 least evil people in the entertainment industry.
They are the kindest, biggest slays.
Actually, I will say, Taylor giving the Teamsters bonuses, that's good.
Are you kidding me? That was huge.
She gave him a huge bonus.
I mean, like, that's like everyone on the whole thing got $100,000, but we digress. Here's the thing. We're talking about Jimmy now.
We're talking about Jimmy.
And I
sort of the Taylor Swift of his time.
In many ways, bitch.
Did you know he is, I read his obituary, as many people did. One of only 5 or 6 writers, including Ernest Hemingway and fucking John Steinbeck, to to be number one on the bestsellers list for nonfiction and fiction.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he had a real connection to people
and to like creativity, to art.
Yeah.
And this man rhymes flip flop with pop top.
You never forgot that.
You never forgot that. Blew out my flip flop.
Stepped on a pop top.
What is it? What's the rest? Had to cruise the way
home. Had to cruise on back home.
Had to cruise on back home.
Honestly, here's the thing about Jimmy Buffett, who, and I was reading about him today too, just briefly. I feel like I didn't even need to just because
did,
I do have the bibliography on him.
I needed it too.
Listen, he is giving Jaws, like, you don't know Jimmy Buffett if you're not American, I feel.
That is the America I want.
You know what I'm saying?
Is this man who's able to unite people from every end of life.
Yes, queen.
Make them feel welcome, either in the music or in the eating establishments, just the lifestyle, Gulf and Western lifestyle. He created something, many special things.
Mm-hmm.
He as a true artist in that he had a vision in combining fucking like calypso country rock.
Yeah.
That's incredible. He invented a new way of expressing yourself.
It was yacht rock and it was
invented. But it wasn't even yacht rock.
But it wasn't. But it was still so signature. And to have that in the music and in the brand and therefore in people's lives. My dad sent me the sweetest message I posted.
I was thinking about him today. Well, and Katrina.
Actually, I called him this morning. It was the first thing I did when I woke up. I looked at my phone. I was on a group text to Jimmy Buffett and tagged me and said, Matt, we're thinking of your dad. And I literally called my dad and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I could expect him to be like emotional or what, but they were at the beach and they came to the beach to pour one out for Jimmy.
Oh.
It's just, I texted Andy actually to see how he was doing because they were friends. And apparently he was really at peace when he went. Like apparently he had been sick for some time and that everything was accepted and, you know, everything was good. And I felt like, yeah, I mean, what that's like a fitting way for him to go, like truly like at peace. Mm. And also the fact is, if he had been sick for a while and no one knew about it, I mean, this is someone who's like a cultural icon and no one knew he had been struggling in this way. I think he genuinely had care for his fans up until the very end. He's like, I don't want them to know that I'm suffering. I want them to think it's still a party. You know what I mean? And even in the way that they disclosed his manner of passing was very like, the vibes were good. And it's just so rough because my dad said, like, he was the music to my voyage.
Oh my God.
Yeah, people have a connection.
Your dad being like the parrot head.
You've seen that room in my old house.
I've seen the room. It is, imagine a corner in a basement. The basement, right?
It was like the back den.
The back den.
Yeah.
That is just airlifted out of City Walk Margarita.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It was a beautiful room. But I'm just saying, like, this
There were so many parrots in that room.
So many parrots.
Remember counting them?
I didn't count them.
Oh, I counted. There was about 23 parrots in that
room. Did you guys count the parrots in Broadway Ants or no?
I think we did count the parrots in Broadway Ants. But in Broadway Ants, which was my old web series.
With Doug Weidick,
they did debrief all the shows they saw in that room. I think we discussed
it. That's so funny. No, I mean, I'm saying like he provided an aesthetic for so many people, your dad included, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. And when you sell people a lifestyle that is like harmless.
Yeah.
And like.
Just, it's about chilling out.
It's about chilling out. Like that is like, thank God he like provided that on such a scale.
And, yeah.
And I don't mean scale in the business sense. I just mean like in terms of like getting into people's hearts and creating a fantasy for people that is like really lovely, I think is beautiful.
I mean, it really is like this, like, I think that a lot of people that were his fans were actually hardworking type A people who just literally wanted a break. And literally he personified what it meant to take a break.
To take a break. But see, even as you're talking about like him not wanting to worry his fans with any illness, because the party's still going. I mean, that is like a pure commitment to that idea because even he, like, I think like after a certain age was like, this isn't what I do anymore necessarily in my own life, but I will still sing about it.
Yeah.
Like I'm very much like when he started writing books, I think was when he was like buckling down and being like, I am just going to be like pretty like square and not be like this man, but then I'll dress up on stage as this guy. Like that is, there's such a beauty to that too.
What if today Beyonce at Renaissance Tour does a cover of Cheeseburger in Paradise? Imagine Beyonce at Renaissance.
In LA.
In LA. Just like so close to her birthday. She's like, we need to stop the show. Tonight we have lost a legend because you know Beyonce respects.
Oh, of course she does.
And she shut it all down to sing Cheese. Burger in Paradise. I would love that. If she is worth her salt, she will turn to a God and she will say, up there in heaven, I see you, Jimmy. Here's my stunning rendition.
She has to.
Of Cheeseburger in Paradise.
She has to. This man Before the skincare lines and the fucking
before clothing, House Labs, clothing. There was Margaritaville, and that's a rule of culture number 9.
Before House Labs, there was Margaritaville. Can't believe your go-to was House Labs and not Fenty or like Skins.
No, for me, the number one celebrity brand is House Labs.
Should we
do a House Labs episode where we have like a makeup? Do we do a video and we have a woman come in who's like incredible at makeup
Labs,
and
like
we
rep?
Just do House Labs? Oh, we should just get a
Let's
House
just
Labs
get a
rep
House
in
Labs
here.
Rep. Maybe her name is Stephanie Germanotta.
What if Gaga ever came on the pod?
That would be... First of all, I realize that I am going through my life with Gaga the same way you did.
I am going through my life with
Gaga the same way you did for a long time with Kelly.
Mm.
Where like, I have fear about meeting her.
Yes, I completely understand.
And if I'm ever presented the option where it's not completely on my own terms, I will decline. Do you know what I'm saying?
100%.
And if she were to ever come on this podcast...
Can you even imagine?
That would be my... Not to compare it to your journey or your voyage,
but...
I would not be able to keep... Now I have such respect for the composure and the professionalism you kept around her during her episode. It's even on fucking film. Like, I would not be able to keep it together.
But we're going to.
I don't know.
I'm putting it out there.
Anything is possible at this point.
It really
especially
is.
Especially in a post-Kelly landscape on Las Culturistas. But I just...
If we committed, I think we could make a serious case for Gaga come on the pod. Come on.
You know what
we'll do? This is what I want to do. I want to go to Vegas with you and see her jazz and piano.
Oh my God.
And do it there.
Did you see she did Stupid Love Jazz rendition? And it sounds, dare I say, Little Monsters are saying it sounds better than the original.
I mean, why wouldn't it? She's just a constant sleigh.
Constant sleigh. Like the horns come in and it's like,
ooh.
It's so
I would
good.
Love that.
Do you, I mean, not that this would have happened because he was sick and we don't know what he would have been able to do. Do you have regrets about not getting Jimmy on?
Oh, I mean, like, that would have been fun, but I don't...
It's a different thing.
The reason why he's more significant for me is through my father. It's not for me. It's just like, it will always connect to that joy.
He's the type of person, I'm sure, who would not have minded that, like, someone's parent of a different generation.
I mean, no way.
Was like their gateway through to him.
100%. Even like the title of his greatest hits album is one of the best greatest hits titles. It's Songs You Know By Heart. That's just like straightforward. It's like,
beautiful.
Yeah, these are songs you know by heart. And guess what? They were not hits. He actually only had, I watched a video.
Cheeseburger in Paradise was like the only like chart.
Come Monday.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I think Margaritaville probably at some point. Just because of the All I Want for Christmas is You-ness of Margaritaville.
Yes. Oh my God.
Inspiration has struck.
The genius is in the walls. Can I ask, did he invent the phrase, it's 5 o'clock somewhere? Did he invent that?
Well, that was a song that he did with Kenny Chesney, but based on the phrase, I can't, let's look it up.
I feel
who
like.
Who invented?
Who coined?
What? This is good. Okay, so you guys, we're here in the Culture Lab and we're typing away. Who coined the phrase?
It appears that comedian Red Skelton coined, or at least popularized the phrase in 1959.
Ooh, wait. So this is interesting. You know when you type something into Google and it fills in?
Yes.
So this is what
happens. I love when that happens.
This is what happens when you type in who coined the phrase.
Okay.
Who coined the phrase? And let's see if you can answer each one. And it's Quiz Bowl.
Okay.
Who coined the phrase manifest destiny? I think...
I feel like that is a... Because in paintings of manifest destiny, there's like an angel. I feel like it's either a Christian thing or it's like a Greek thing.
Why do I feel like it's like Andrew Jackson?
Maybe.
Who coined the phrase? And now I'm going to click it.
John O'Sullivan.
John Lewis O'Sullivan, 1813 to 1895, an American editor who coined the phrase.
They paint Columbia. Yeah. They paint like the woman Columbia.
Right.
America. She's like moving across the island.
I think, yes. What it was like, it is our destiny to manifest the entirity of the continent of America, of North America.
Yeah, totally.
Period.
Okay, what are the other ones?
Who coined the phrase? Oh my God, this is our new segment. Who coined the phrase? Who coined the phrase Cold War?
Oh, interesting. These are a little too historic, don't you think?
Do you want to just say?
My guess?
Yeah, your guess.
Who coined the phrase Cold War? I'm going to say that it predates the actual Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it was, I don't fucking know, Walt Whitman.
The first use of the term to describe the specific post-war geopolitical confrontation between the Soviet Union and the United States came in a speech by Bernard Baruch, an influential advisor to Democratic presidents, on April 16th, 1947.
I would have never known. Yep.
So
is this still fun?
After one more, we're going to find out. Who coined the phrase rock and roll?
Oh, I don't possibly.
Sure. Alan Freed was his name. Anyway. Okay.
Anyway. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're right. It stopped being fun down. Probably like 1.5.
Because I've never heard of these fucking people.
I know. But isn't it interesting? Like, we weren't wrong. We just weren't right.
We just weren't right.
We sort of knew something. That's actually a really interesting test of what the fuck you remember from high school. All the bullshit that we had to sit through. Do you remember one math?
I remember a lot of maths.
Trig? If I put a trigonometry problem in front of your face right now, what would happen?
I don't know. But you know, this is what blows my mind. There are friends of ours who know this shit because they have to.
Oh, for tutoring?
It's like Josh Sharp knows every fucking...
Yep. He's got to know the periodic table.
Charlie Bardet is out here teaching kids the SAT, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting that wrong.
Yeah.
He has to know the quadratic. That I'm like, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Although I would have if I needed to.
Yes.
Does that sound weird?
100% not. It doesn't sound weird. I was sitting here thinking, like, how lost I would be on one of those tests. Like, if you put, like, the ACT in front of me right now, which, by the way, I'm sorry to do this to you, but you do have perfect scores on both these tests?
No. No.
What was your SAT?
SAT was...
You flopped on the SAT? Wow, bitch.
I got a 2200 out of 24.
That's Slaya.
I didn't. Why would you? I don't want to do this. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister and any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes! Maybe Hans. We're all going together, the Lost Culture family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Did you see the Trelly Bourdais and Joe Castlebaker at all are staying in that house?
Staying in that house that we stayed
at. I want to stay in that house again.
No, it's we got in
we
trouble.
We have to sneak in.
That was the Charizard era house, and we got a little, you know, that was when we talked about the house and quote unquote made fun of it, even though we didn't.
I'm on my knees begging them to forgive us.
They did, and ultimately it was fine, but it was...
Because that house is stunning.
I've had rough parties there on weeks where I was not staying in that house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it was like every G queen you've ever met was like present.
I mean, yes, but also it's like, it's about how you fill the house yourself. You know, when you fill the house with love.
Oh, I will. That house will always be very special to me.
Ooh,
I have very special memories in that house. And I'm sorry, sometimes we do this, readers, keys, publicist, finalists. Matt comes in with one energy, I come in with another. Today it was, the energy was, Matt was like, oh my God, we have so much to talk about. And my energy was, we just recorded 4 days ago.
I know, you're so right.
But I wanted to talk about although enjoyment. But we covered that last week.
You know what I'm Googling? What is popular right now?
No.
Trending.
This is our first Pop Crave episode where we go down Pop Crave tweets.
Pop Crave episode! Can I tell you, I have had so much news broken for me by Pop Crave.
They will win a Pulitzer by the end of this half decade. By 2025.
I mean, forget about CNN, MSNBC saying Trump was arrested. I found out from Pop Crave, I think every time Trump has been arrested, it's been Pop Crave. Well, they have someone placed everywhere.
Pop Crave broke the story of Charlie XCX unfollowing Rena and then tweeting Messy Era. And then that caused such an uproar that Charlie had to put out an extra like statement about it. Pop Crave is scaring the girls.
Wait, what's going on with that Charlie stuff?
I don't really know. But then the statement she put out was basically like, I didn't want to do this. But after getting off the phone with Rena, I just think you should all know that this happened over a personal disagreement and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, wow, Pop Crave is forcing the girls to talk. And isn't that huge? Okay, do you want to go tweet by tweet, Pop Crave?
Yes, Pop Crave episode!
Okay, first, Ariana Grande looks beautiful in newly shared photos. Yes!
Your girl!
Oh my God, Ari, we love you.
Does she? Let me see the pictures.
Look at her.
She looks absolutely beautiful. Beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl.
Stunning.
She has a very smashed, shattered iPhone, and I will say she calls that her art piece. She says, look at my art piece.
Is she a girl with a smashed iPhone?
She's a girl with a smashed... She goes au naturel with her iPhone. One day on set, someone complimented her for the... They're like, oh my God, I kind of love the cracks on your phone. She goes, thank you, my art piece.
my art piece.
Okay. Cinderella was released 2 years ago.
Pop Crave always saying, remember.
And not Cinderella, but the Camila Cabello Amazon Cinderella.
Oh, wow. A moment in culture.
Starring Idina Menzel, starring Billy Porter, starring Maddie from Hairspray Live. I forget what her last name is.
Balio or something.
Yeah. I think that's her.
That's beautiful. What else is Pop Crave saying?
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings was released 2 years ago.
Oh, I saw it that weekend. I said, I have to go see Shang-Chi.
I have to see Shang-Chi and see
starring friend of the pod, Michelle Yeoh.
Stephanie Hsu. Camp Rock 2, the final jam, premiered 13 years ago. I was never a Camp Rock kid.
I actually, for some reason, the YouTube wormhole that I've fallen into is like Disney kids and like Disney kids when they first appeared on Ellen. And it's so funny that Camp Rock was such a sensation that Demi Lovato was huge because it really wasn't that girl. Like High School Musical was that girl.
No, that, Camp Rock that was not that girl. Camp Rock was not.
Who literally watched Camp Rock? Can I actually throw that question out there?
No, you're going to get millions of responses.
Seriously?
We were in that window where it would not have been cool to watch it, I think. We were like at that age, we're like, oh, you watched... Like High School Musical, I remember, it worked because I was in high school.
High School Musical hit me so hard.
I think we were like right in college as Camp Rock.
Yep.
13 years ago. So what is that? Like 2010.
Yeah.
So then we were in college.
You're right.
We were like trying to be cool college students in New York.
Wearing black, smoking cigarettes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the reason.
Slaying.
No, people, the streets. People fucking worship this shit.
Yeah, they truly love Camp Rock. There's people out there that truly love it. And I'm really excited to hear from you. And I want you to be really forceful with me. I don't know it. Boss me around. Snake bomb me.
Oh.
Snake bomb me.
Oh my God, the look I just gave. Next up, Issa Rae stuns for night one of the Renaissance Tour in Los Angeles.
Yes, and she followed the prompt of wearing silver. Thank you, Issa.
A lot of you LA girls followed the prompt very well.
I saw you, but I also saw, and can I say, denim. And can I say something? I understand you want to wear denim.
No, it's, Matt, you got to let them wear denim.
No, mama, because it's not silver.
Honey.
The queen has asked you to dress a certain way.
Yes,
I'm sorry, but you're going to a fancy event and there's a dress code.
You have to understand. It's Virgo season. This woman goes, I want all of you to wear silver at my remaining dates. The fucking frenzy that caused, Matt. These girls were out here going, well, fuck, now I got to buy silver shit.
And you don't have a silver garment?
But I'm saying, and the next show is in what, like a week? I truly don't have a silver garment.
You don't have a silver garment?
No.
Do I?
You might.
I'm going to look.
Okay. Well, anyway, as Matt looks, I'm going to read the next one, okay? Selena Gomez tells the cruise show that she and Karol G have talked about possibly collaborating together.
Exciting.
Karol G, do you have any thoughts? She's a star.
I actually literally don't know who she is.
You need to listen.
I can, and I cannot describe how much I could not pick her out of a crowd.
Well, don't worry, because the second you see her in the... if you see her in a lineup or in a crowd, you go... That's a fucking superstar.
I'm Googling Karol G appearance.
Karol G physical appearance.
Karol G physical appearance. Okay. Wow. Wait, I love
her. Are you not obsessed?
Oh, I'm instantly obsessed.
She's playing MetLife.
What? Wait, are you even joking?
Look at that. Matt, get into Karol G.
Okay, so if I get into Karol G and we go see her on Friday, September 8th. What if I get into Karol G?
And in less than a week, you know every fucking syllable. That could be done.
This is going to be...
Last Culture Based Test Challenge.
This is going to be really interesting what happens.
You know what I am committing myself to this fall?
What?
Before Pink Friday 2?
Oh, by the way, the new single!
I need to listen to it again. I thought to myself first, this doesn't feel right. And then I thought the first single on Pink Friday was Your Love. And that was like way out of left field. I love that she's doing this.
Me too. Wait, should we do a live listen? Is that even allowed? Yes. Is that allowed?
Yeah, it's allowed. If we're talking over it, it's allowed.
Okay. So we're going to talk over it.
But Matt, I am committing myself to like literally getting off book on like the important Nicki shit.
Mm-hmm.
I realized like I'm not fully off book on like Itty Bitty Piggy necessarily.
I know. Okay, so this is the ad in the beginning. This is not the
song.
For
Instacart.
This is for ad for Instacart.
Get your groceries delivered.
Instacart.com. Here we go.
Is this a lyric video or the music video?
This is the lyric video. And I'm loving the images. It's a groove. Ooh. See, a lyric video is like, honestly, like, so these are really, this is good. It's giving ocean.
How much do you think this cost to make?
That's actually a really good question. I bet this was expensive.
We haven't gotten this, Nicki, in a long time.
No, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's good. It actually is definitely hitting. Lyrics.
It's giving Save Me.
Oh, I love Save
you know
Me.
What I mean?
This time, won't you save me? Ah! Woo!
Yes!
Woo!
Attendant with pendant.
Yep.
Pend it.
Oh. I'm obsessed.
Yes, it's great.
Got drunk and laughed. It was splendid. Wow. That's actually a Roller Culture number 96.
Got drunk.
What was
got
it?
Got drunk that night and it was splendid.
We forgot immediately.
The night was splendid.
Wait, hold on. Wait, some
back.
More before?
Got drunk and laughed.
It was splendid. Okay, we're into this song.
I really like it. this, and can I say the lyric too. Video is doing something.
The
for
lyric
me.
Video is perfect because you want to know what? It's giving everything from the Pink Friday era in terms of color and in terms of mood.
But kind of bringing it into this fun new like vaporware sort of like.
There's going to be huge hits on this album.
Oh, definitely.
I can feel
She's
it.
Not going to fuck this up. She's saying this is going to live up to Pink Friday.
Yeah. It's huge of her to call it that. Woo!
I just love that it's straight up called Pink Friday too. Like she wasn't trying to do this like blueprint thing like Jay-Z. She did that with the Pink Print, like literally, but I'm saying this is like her confidently being like, I'm following up
the iconography.
The breakthrough, the iconography.
Yeah. I love that bombs away, bombs away, bombs away, bombs away. Now it's like a weird bridgey breakdown. Ooh. I love the butterflies. It's honestly taking something from Mariah. You can't be putting a butterfly in your video and not be thinking about it, especially a monarch.
Especially a monarch.
This song is about Mariah. I wish I would have hugged you tighter.
The last time I saw you.
I bet
she thinks about the times when she and Mariah were like friends. Because up out my face, they were getting along.
Oh my God, up out my face, the video with the two of them.
Like they are smiling, having a good time, like kikiing, like Mariah.
Ooh! Maybe I pushed you away because I thought that I'd end that long, long space and then bore you.
I love her use of silence in this. Like, I killed it.
That's a huge hit.
Last time I saw you.
Girl!
Okay,
I can tell you've been crying
and need somebody to talk to!
Girl!
First of all, this is a fun game to play, readers, finalists, publicists, Katie's.
Play the game, we say.
One person in the group just sings on a tone. Girl! Or that was two notes. But just, it can be girl! And then see what the response is from the group. It could be, where do you think you're going? It could be, tell you've been crying.
You're needing somebody to talk to.
It could be, girl, put your records on.
Stop it all.
It's the girl game. This is the girl game.
This
it's
is the
new
girl.
Oh my God. This is on track to be one of the best Las Culturistas episodes of all time.
This is one of the best Las Culturistas episodes of all time. And here we are at the halfway point. Here we are at the halfway point, and we're checking in to say so far, and we're in the lab. We're actually checking the statistics. Yes,
clack.
It is the best episode of Las Culturistas of all time, and that's title of EP. The best Las Culturistas episode of all time.
With Matt and Bowen. Well, you were about to say something.
Girl!
You had a song. Put your records on.
Oh, no. What I was going to say was we had such a moment with Girl Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Rae in Fire Island. Like, it truly filled the house. And when I say
if
that song is better than you remember.
It has aged like a fucking cask of wine, whiskey.
Corinne. Aged like a fucking cask. That's a Rule of Culture number 63. Put Your Records On has aged like a fucking cask. What is she up to now? Well, she's 44.
Love.
In the prime of her life, she is living in England. What is she doing now? Let's see. 2016 to present. Oh, she's just kind of out there. She's out there.
Look, I first discovered this woman on an episode of Grey's Anatomy. On the episode entitled Yesterday, which is the first episode after the Code Black episodes. The premiere of Eric Dane as Mark.
Mm. Who could forget? McSteamy, really.
McSteamy. Perfectly soundtracked. This show music supervised by the legend, Alex Pistavis.
Mm.
Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Rae plays.
Just like a star across my smile. Just like an angel on me.
Oh. You need to do her.
Bowen's got Corinne Bailey Rae.
We're
doing Corinne Bailey Rae for the
Wait,
cold
you know
open.
What I was thinking today? Like, this is the 50th and it's like not
no, it's
happening.
49.
Oh, this is the 49th.
Yeah. Don't worry. But if the strike goes on till next May, then there might not be a 49th. Which I will not come to that. Although
Girl, really, what's really, your temperature? Let's take the temperature.
I don't want to
just take the temperature.
It's just such a bummer to talk about the strikes, but there is an emotional turning point potentially now that we're past Labor Day. Because remember, the vibe early on where everyone's like, this will be done by Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And like, it'd be so symbolic and whatever, blah, 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 like to finish it on Labor Day. But this is when we all go like, God damn, this sucks. Anyway, let's not talk about it anymore. You've brought them down.
I can't even
this
talk
could
about
have been
this.
The best.
This was on track to be the best Lost Culture Resist episode of all time.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Well, spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too?
With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest.
And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or a home.
You know what I love about the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card?
What?
There are no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply.
Yes!
You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. Take back your finances. Build credit using your own money.
Yeah. Did you know that with Chime Credit Builder that you can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit?
I did. You can also overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/culturistas. That's Chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
By the way, we're recording in my new apartment in Long Island City.
Yes,
we didn't give a sense of place.
Our first Long Island City episode.
This is our first Queens episode. Queens and Queens. I would say that that would be a good title of that. But the fact is that this is called the best Lost Culturistas episode of all time.
Because what? It is.
Because what? We did a live listen of Nicki Minaj. I wish I was wow. And it's a hook.
It's a hook.
It's kind of giving Drake, I guess.
Don't say his name.
Oh!
Drake came on Shuffle and I thought, I used to love this man.
Mm-hmm.
Someone literally on TikTok did a poll of like, say something in the comments if you're a true blue like Drake stan, if you're not a guy, let's say. Now I liked 1-2 albums ago where he did like a house themed one. I used to know every word to this man's song, like Take Care. I know every word on that album. Fucking I used to love this man. Anyway, it's just what a weird, tragic thing. And then his whole thing with fucking Megan is like so fucking shit.
I can't believe that.
I just like, God, this man. Anyway.
To in any way not be up in arms when a woman is shot. Like, can you fucking imagine?
But the thing that like all these guys are trying to poke holes in is like, well, she's lying. Like, did it happen?
What the fuck? Like,
in a court of law, it got you know,
yeah,
worked out. So whatever that means to you, I don't know. Anyway, should we keep going on Pop Crave or are you done?
What's happening with Pop Crave? Wait, who's that? What is happening with Barbie? What records has it broken lately?
Barbie is now the highest grossing movie of 2023. And it's September. Good luck to any other movie that tries.
Barbie has defeated Mario. Let that sink in.
Barbie has defeated Mario.
It is the year
of women.
Of women.
It is the year of Greta Gerwig.
Okay, so get this. One day we get an email. Here's people that have been pitched for the podcast. Greta Gerwig. We say, yeah. Never heard back.
Can I just say,
if you reach out and we go, yeah,
yeah,
then you got to reach back out.
Can I go public on something?
Oh my God.
I think Greta and Noah are mad at me. Are beefing.
Why?
I got cut out of White Noise.
And you spoke up about it.
I did not speak up about it.
Oh.
And I was potentially going to have an appearance in, listen, this is going to be a fucking thing. I was potentially going to be in the Barbie movie, as has been maybe reported on. I think Greta's mad at me.
Why?
I don't know. I have not heard from the woman. Help me.
Greta.
Reach out, Greta.
Stop being mad.
Greta, and she was supposed to come on Las Culturistas.
I know. Stop being mad.
Stop being mad.
Oh, God. That has to feel really, really shitty for you. Because it's
to run afoul of one of them.
It's her year.
To run afoul of either one of that power couple.
You hate to run afoul.
You hate to run afoul. But of both, for some reason, I've pissed off both of these legends.
You hate to run afoul.
These Oscar winners.
Of Hollywood power players.
One Oscar winner, one Oscar nominee. Neither of them Oscar winners.
No, one is an Oscar.
Noah?
I believe Noah has an Oscar for Marriage Story. And this is why it's good that we're in the lab.
We're Oscar, in the culture lab.
Oscar, Noah, Baumbach? And the answer is, oh, sorry. Neither of them have won an Oscar.
Oh, and God, now I'm just digging myself into a deeper well, aren't I? Because now they're going to listen to this and think.
And they're going to be like, why did you have to remind us that
Why did you have to remind us that we were only nominated?
Why the hell did you add insult to injury?
But Noah, Greta, you got to let me know what I did. Because I'm suffering. I suffer so.
I recently watched, there was like something floating around from Frances Ha.
Oh, yeah.
She's such a slay in that movie.
She's so good.
She's literally number one.
She wrote that.
I know. We really do stan.
We stan and.
Oh, can I say something I'm pissed off about?
Come on.
In relation to this? So I went on Keep It and talked about the Barbie movie.
Yes, talk about this.
And they released a social media asset that made it look like
you were
being anti-Barbie. And I just want to say, I am extremely pro Barbie. I have seen it twice. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. I think everyone in it slayed. Did I leave a little bit confused because I wasn't what I thought I was going to get? Yes, but it's fine to process art over time. And I fucking love it. And I feel like, well, Lewis was very negative about the movie.
And then he kind of swept you into his tie.
And I felt like in order to keep a conversation going, I had to be like, yeah, I can see why you'd say that. This I could agree with, just to like have a subjective conversation about art.
Undercurrent.
And he was very black and white about the fact that he hated it. But I loved it and it made it seem like I did it. And I just want to say, it really hurt the heart to see that people didn't understand. Yeah. I only have love for Barbie. But I think, you know.
Page six, if you're going to report on this episode as Bowen Yang complains about not being in the Barbie movie, you have to couple that reporting along with the fact that Matt Rodgers is pro Barbie and the social media assets for HeadGum painted him in a terrible light.
Well, it wasn't HeadGum. It was actually Crooked.
Crooked.
We hate to call it out.
I'm sorry to...
We hate to startle. I never meant to hurt you. This episode is a...
Fighting for... This episode is what?
This episode is a battlefield.
Much like love.
Should the title not be Battlefield?
No, it has,
it has to be
be
the greatest and the best episode of Lost Culture of all time. We just want to remind everyone listening, take this podcast with a grain of salt. You know what I mean?
Period.
Like, you might be reporting.
Oh, you take this with a big old rock.
Take this with a rock of salt.
Honey.
That's actually Ruler Culture number five. Take us with a rock of salt. A salt rock.
Yeah.
What is the best cocktail you've had recently?
God, I was, my knee-jerk response was going to be a rocket fuel, but that was the thing that fucking, I was pretty down and out before Busted when we were on Fire Island. Because as we mentioned last week, we all ordered rocket fuels. That was the drink that made Matt say, I like this. I'm going to have three of these. And I enjoyed it as well. As we've said, it's a pina colada with a rum floater.
Mm-hmm. Not even just any rum. Bacardi 151.
Bacardi 151. And so it really knocked me off my feet in the period between Head of Lettuce and Busted and Cherry Grove. And I was starting to close my eyes and potentially fall asleep, which really pissed off Matt Rogers.
No way. Did I actually get mad? This is how drunk I was.
You were very drunk and you were really getting in my face, threatening me. And I only say this with love.
To wake up?
To wake up. And I
don't remember this at all.
You were very threatening.
Tell me what, do an impression of me to me.
If you close your eyes, I will have words. It was something like that. It was to that effect.
I will have words. That sounds like me.
So then what we did was
to say I have words.
To wake us up, we walked over to the beach to look at the stars.
Oh.
And then we all went as a group and then...
Totally blacked this out.
Okay. So this is the funny sort of irony to this is that me, Josh, Aaron, Dave, and Matt Whitaker, we were all like in one group sort of laughing, enjoying the sea. I turn around. You and Patrick Rogers are two dark shadows on the ground because you've what? Taken a nap. You full on took a nap on the beach before Busted.
Oh my God.
And you were so cruel to me about closing my eyes. And you full on fell asleep. And then like the entire walk over to the Ice Palace, we were like, Patrick and I just took a nap. And I was like, you fucking stupid girl.
I am so stupid. And I want to apologize right now wholeheartedly. I should not have acted that way. It was untoward.
Because you were threatening me. What I didn't do in the impression is you were grabbing me by the arm.
No. I'm sorry. I think when I turn up, I turn up.
I know you do. And when I turn up, I got to turn down a little first. Because guess what? I don't know if you remember this part. At Busted at the show later on, I was... living.
I know. You really slayed.
I was jumping up around the room. I tipped this person, Busted Queen, our greatest living performer.
Yeah, I had to give over $100.
I tipped 200.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to hear Zatarain's at least 10 times.
Yeah.
It's $20 a pop.
Also, the moment of just putting the 20 in the bucket and hearing the music come in right away shouts so to the thrilling DJ because... it was just so interactive.
It's an interactive. Imagine going to Universal Studios and none of it being on the rails. Being on a roller coaster and you just fly wherever you want to fly.
Yep.
That's what a Busted show is like.
Yep.
Oh my God. Busted did. I've been thinking about this joke all week.
Go on.
So before she performs, she does a lip sync number to Jesus Take the Wheel. She sits down on her leopard print chaise. Out of nowhere. This is before the song. She goes,
oh,
Jesus Christ, my face is what I imagine Carrie Underwood screamed when she fell down the stairs and broke her face open. This was in 2018. Carrie Underwood falling down the stairs happened like 5 years ago and Busted is still making jokes as her prelude into Jesus Take the Wheel. I go, this is a brilliant comedian. Busted!
I absolutely could not stop screaming.
Jesus Christ,
my face! It came out of nowhere. You can imagine it might be true.
You can imagine.
Jesus Christ, my face.
And look.
Listen, we and all the love. Can I say?
We are obsessed with Carrie.
I listened to Carrie today.
I listened to Carrie.
I listened to her song End Up With You, which was co-written by Leland.
Oh.
And I want to say this. Carrie Underwood, what a slay of a Christmas special. It was on HBO Max, now Max. She wears a gorgeous blue shining dress at the end, proving that Christmas can also be blue.
Yes.
Okay? Let that sink in.
Anyone who eschews the traditional red-green of Christmas, you are a hero.
And can I say?
Including Carrie.
I don't really do that. I kind of embrace red and green. Not green.
That's okay. I don't think green.
I don't think green.
No.
If you came out in only green for Christmas, I'd be like, okay. You're giving St. Patrick's period. Like, I can't see you in all green festive and think Christmas.
I want someone to come out and give like brown and red in a way that's like reindeer / gingerbread.
Noted.
Do you know what I mean? I just want someone to do that. It could be anyone. Well,
oh my God, we just had to hee hee.
We had a hee hee.
We had to hee hee because we share a secret. We share a secret, and I think I'm ready to tease the secret.
Oh my God.
The secret is
Pop Grave, are you listening?
If you thought that Bo and Yang and I have collaborated, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this is so.
You ain't seen nothing yet. If you think Bo and Yang and I have collaborated, you ain't seen nothing yet.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed. Finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print, and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick-and-mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn, and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for where you want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall. And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
I just cracked my knuckles into the mic. Do you think it's time?
I think it's time. This is a little bit of a shorter episode.
No, I mean, because look, here's the thing about I Don't Think So, Honey. It promotes conversation.
Of course. Okay. Do you have something?
Yes.
Okay. This is Matt Rogers' I Don't Think So, Honey on this, the greatest Las Culturistas up of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey sand. Currently in my apartment,
no.
There is sand. And guess what? We're actually miles and miles away from the beach, but it doesn't matter because of the way sand stays with you when you interact with it. I have brought it home with me.
Oh.
I have to say one of the low points, I Don't Think So, Honey moment of myself and how I felt about myself was when Bo and Yang, we were sharing a room and he was trying to unpack and he said, there is sand everywhere.
I said,
He said, what is this? And he said, this is sand. And he was getting so worked up.
No.
And I was like, this is my fault.
because I know that my weakness is sand and sand control. I don't have any sand control. Whenever I go to the beach and I interact with the sand,
15 seconds.
It is up in everywhere. It is in my shoes. It is in the towel. I don't interact well, I guess, with an outdoor shower. I really should be utilizing the facilities, but I don't. I don't think so, honey. Sand, because you follow me.
And that's 1 minute. It follows. And this is, I just need to give my Rashomon version of this.
Please. Story. And I am so happy we finally get into this because you guys, there was actually a dearth of conflict, but there was a sand moment.
Yeah. So this is what happened. This is how I remember it. We were packing.
This is Rashomon.
Did you say unpacking or packing? We were packing. Up. And then I lift up a shirt or something.
Yeah.
There's a big... This is what, like, was peculiar to me. Mm-hmm. It was a big sort of, like, consolidated patch of sand.
Yeah, like a mound of sand.
Which makes me think, did you, like, sweep it there?
I'll tell you what I think happened. And okay. I can only... This is conjecture.
Okay.
I think what happened was there was a fuck ton of sand in my Converse sneaker. And when I took my shoe off...
Did you dump it out?
It all came out and sort of, like, dumped out. I can tell you it was not purposeful.
Okay.
But was it... I think happened? Yeah.
I don't see. And the only reason I'm like questioning it, or that I was questioning it, thank you for telling me, is because I'm like, Matt wouldn't do that.
No.
Matt would not purposefully do this.
I don't think that that is something a normal person would do.
Right.
Like just dump out your sandy shoe in your bedroom.
And I hope you don't think that I suspect that.
No.
Because
but what I do think and what I intuited from your reaction was that you were thinking in your head one word. Careless.
No.
Careless.
This is, again, Rashomon, this is what I remember. I see the sand. I go,
what is this?
I go, today. Oh my God, what is that?
Oh my God, what's that?
What is that? And this is how I remember.
Rashomon.
You said, that's not mine.
I was so fucking drunk, probably.
This was like during the day. Oh, but we were drinking.
No!
We were drinking. And so then you go, that's not mine. And I go, well, it's not mine. And then you were like, doubled down and like made me think that I did.
No, okay. I think, can I tell you? I think what was happening was I thought it was obviously me. And I was doing a bit like, nope. And I thought you understood. Sometimes I guess I just think you understand.
I'm sorry. I should have understood.
Well, anyway, I want you to know the sand, instead of taking out my, what do you call it when you vacuum? See, it's hard for me to find the word because that's how little I do it. So instead of vacuuming up here, I did push it under the couch. And
here?
Yeah, it's under there. If you want to check.
Like, literally.
Oh, my God. No. Don't get close to it because it'll
clean. Yeah, feel sand. No. And it's on me.
There's a lot of sand here at the apartment.
You're right. It's awful.
It is so bad. It's literally what stops me from going to the beach. Just sand.
Just sand.
And I like it. I want to love it.
Okay. Gun to your head. Pick one.
Oh, my God.
Sand or glitter?
Oh, sand.
Real
glitter is the most annoying shit ever.
So then there's a tier worse than sand. Glitter.
In terms of sticking around... Like, here's the thing. If you went to the beach and it was glitter instead of sand, you would never get over that.
I'm going to tell you this now because by the time this episode comes out, it will have happened. I bought some little flakes. It's not glitter. It's not confetti. I bought little gold, silver flakes for tonight's game show for my make an entrance.
Yes.
Do you advise against it?
No.
It might get on people.
Here's what
I'll
say. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for being a sister and letting me know that there'll be glitter about.
It's not quite. I bought it at Target. I asked where the confetti was. The best they could do was this.
Trust you.
It's bigger than glitter. It's not little particles. It's like little, like this big.
I trust you. Maintenance at the Bell House may not trust you anymore.
Then I don't want to. I'm already feuding with no one, Greta. I can't feud with maintenance at the Bell House.
No, because at that point, it's like a PR crisis. Then you need to hire crisis management. Then you need to be
like
Disney.
The fucking studios did. Yeah.
Disney hired, let's just say it out loud. Disney has hired, I think it's like a $300,000 position. And it's like a crisis management person because they know how badly they're fucking up.
Girl, just end it.
End the strike now.
I said.
Studios, you better give a fair deal.
What if, because this episode is already being so publicized, because it's the greatest ep of all time. Mm-hmm. Because
of the public feuds.
Because of the public feuds. This is a huge platform for you. And I think what you just said to the studios will change things.
Yeah. And I want them to do something about sand too while they're at it.
They probably have the means.
Hey, Joe Biden, why is there sand in my apartment? Kamala, can someone turn that up?
The sand going away, I mean. Turn up the sand going away.
So you know how one of my new things is TikTok?
Yeah.
Yesterday I was on like Kamala impersonation TikTok.
Oh my God. I mean, do you think bros broke that open?
Yeah, for sure.
Because the
that girl is amazing.
Because that girl is...
That girl?
That girl.
That girl is that girl.
My Kamala...
It's not like the sunrise.
Kamala impressions TikTok is so genius.
Was that a big song for you? Five of brown eyes, smile like the sunrise. It's kind of a cunty hook.
That was their antidote to, you know, What Would You Do? Because what a sad song.
What would you do?
So City High had to come out with a song that was like, okay, this is
celebratory,
fun, groovy, chill song.
Ooh, groovy. Should we bring back groovy?
Well, I've been saying from girls, groovy lifestyle.
My groovy lifestyle?
Because all I want is a groovy lifestyle.
What? My groovy lifestyle?
Kiki bankrolling your groovy lifestyle. My groovy lifestyle?
Wow. So good.
That's a great first scene in a pilot.
Yep. You always be saying that.
Sorry.
You love that pilot.
I love that
pilot. Is it your favorite pilot?
It's not my favorite pilot. I don't know what is, though.
It's a hard question.
I mean, like, everyone says, like, the Cheers pilot is perfect.
I mean, but who's seen the Cheers pilot?
I know. And in the modern sense, like, what is the best pilot? Right. I mean, maybe Girls is up there.
Oh, I know.
What?
Modern Family? Oh. Desperate Housewives. Desperate Housewives is a great pilot.
We watched it at New Year's.
Oh, yeah, and it kind of didn't feel as good. Give. Maybe Grey's Anatomy is a stunning pilot.
Grey's Anatomy has a good pilot because there's a cute scene between Christina and Meredith at the end where Christina goes, go to bed. You look like hell. And then Meredith goes, so do you. And then Christina goes, that's not true.
That's really good.
Cute little scene.
I love that.
That's me and you, Meredith girl. Christina. Girl. We got everything in this episode. We have Nikki. We have Grey's Anatomy. We have Industry Secrets.
You want to know why it was like this?
Reefer.
And also because we're at home.
We're at home.
And I just want to say we're here in my home. We might have to come back here before me. Yeah, we might have to come back here.
Okay.
Anyway, are you ready to do your Out of Think So, Honey?
I'm ready to do my Out of Think So, Honey.
This, in that case, is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, 3M adhesive, or tape in general, but especially this 3M shit, the kind where you, like, if you want to hang a hook on a wall, that is going to ruin your walls. If you need to hide a cord with those little white tubes,
I'm literally scared.
Goodbye to your wall, because guess what? You're going to spend upwards of $1 million fixing up your walls if you leave an apartment like I just did. This shit is too sticky. Goldilocks should have gone in that house and gone, this 3M stuff is too sticky. This painter's tape is not sticky enough. And that's why we have never found the Goldilocks of tape.
Oh.
Tape is either too much or too little. I need things held together, but not in a way that's going to fucking gorilla grip everything on a surface, okay? We just pretend and act like tape is normal when it's too sticky. It's not. If it sticks to you, it's on you forever. And people go to the hospital for this shit. Unstick things now. Make things not as sticky.
And that's 1 minute. Do you understand there's a theme here? We don't want things sticking to us. Get off us.
Get off.
It's actually Real Culture number 200.
Get off us.
Get off.
Girl.
Get off us. Get off.
But on a human level, there is nothing worse than, like, stickiness, than humidity, than things staying on, clinging onto you. I hate it.
Yeah. It's very bad. And I have to say, okay, I know we've sort of beat the drum long enough about our #LexaPro journey, but one of the things that's really tough in the very beginning is the sweating, the night sweats, because I struggle with that.
No, I don't
and
like
And that is sweat being sticky and all over you.
It's on the sheets.
Now it's over. Now it's over. Oh, now that I've adjusted. God. But like, that is what, like, I hate waking up and being sweaty. Ugh. Ooh. I'd rather the room that I'm in be frigid. 68 degrees, that's my preferred temperature for sleeping.
That is actually right around the optimal temperature to sleep.
That's what I heard. Where did you hear that?
I think Today's Show.
Today's Show.
Which I'm getting back into. Well, I'm slowly, okay, you want my progress report for the morning show?
Yes.
I am on season 2, episode 4. Mm-hmm. This is where moderating the debates is a big A story. But at this point, Bradley Jackson and Juliana Margulies, I forget her character's name because she's severely underdeveloped, have hooked up.
Yeah.
And I will say, season 1 was like fun, pulpy, campy. Not even campy. Now, that was the moment when Reese like lunges towards Juliana, where I go, the third graders have arrived.
Yep.
Was when I finally, made sense to me. Again.
Yep.
The third graders are here.
Yep.
This dialogue is crazy.
No, the third graders popped off in the second season.
I'm going.
The third graders were writing the first season. I do want to stress.
I think they were like auditing the room or something.
The
teacher had a heavier hand.
But in the second season of the morning show, the third graders have gone wild.
I'm going. And I'm the crayons so are on the paper.
No, yeah. And it gets even crazier, girl. You're going to, when you understand like where it goes in the last couple episodes, let's just say this. I am so excited for the third season. I am over the moon, and I just, it can't come soon enough. It cannot come soon enough.
I mean,
it's truly a joy to watch.
It's a joy. Well, this show has altered something in me where I used to be, I would find it really hard to watch things and sit through things, especially hour-long TV. No shade.
Yes.
It was also me being sick. But now that I'm even out of that fugue, I'm like, this is with me.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because this is just the truth. Jennifer Aniston is the most watchable person in the world.
Period.
She is the most watchable on-screen talent out there, period. In terms of just like,
yep,
you are good watching.
I agree. I completely co-sign. Completely. God, what a star. And even her scenes where the writing, I'm like, wait, what did she just say?
Doesn't matter. But, you are
but
on
Aniston
board.
Sells it.
Yeah. And here's what I'll say. It doesn't fucking hurt that Reese is also there, that Steve Carell is there, that like this
Billy.
Karen Pittman, that like it's just all a sleigh. But if we're being 100% real, why? It's Jennifer Aniston. And she should have won an Emmy for that first season.
She
especially if they were going to give Zendaya 2.
Right.
Like Jennifer Aniston ate that up. And I say it just because she has no television peer. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
true.
That's just the way it is.
I'll give it up for, first of all, I do think Mark Duplass is doing consistently eats.
The cast is so good. You know what it reminds me of, honestly?
Grey's? No.
True Blood. True Blood had such...
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It was so insane, but the actors doing it were so good that you were like, okay. It's just that was vampires, so it could be fucking crazy. Whereas this tone of this show is also fucking crazy, but it's like grounded because it's a morning show and you recognize it. But it's somehow spiritually connected for me.
That's so interesting. I can't tell how aware it is of its own... when it gets cuckoo.
I don't know, girl, because some shit happens in the later part of the season that you're like, no one thinks this is grounded.
Okay. I don't quite understand what's going on with Steve Carell's character in Italy with the Italian woman.
I think you're going to see.
I'm going to see.
Yeah. And it's been ruined for you, right? I mean, it's from my recaps on the show.
Well, does COVID get like brought back to the studio? As like the reporter who went to China, is he bringing back COVID?
I am not going to answer that question. I'm going to let the COVID storyline of the morning show season 2 just unfold for you. I'm just going to let you experience it the way God intended, which was naturally and without impediment of me telling you or reminding you of what actually happens in this season of TV.
Okay.
And I stress that it is something I want every reader to be off book
every
on. And
reader,
I rarely give homework.
No. And if it means anything that I am now coming in as, you know, substitute teacher and saying this is your homework, this is your homework.
We are watching the third season together. It is our favorite show.
Not to scab and promote a SAG and WGA.
We're allowed to do a podcast about pop culture.
Yeah. Okay.
should we put in there Matt and Bowen realize they scab? We're very high.
We're
people.
Very
okay.
High.
So just give us a goddamn break. Listen, what an episode. I mean, this was, yep.
Clack, clack, clack.
The last episode of all time. That's what they're saying.
Feels like
the Carol G of episodes.
It's the Carol G of episode. It does feel like old school Lost Cult.
Period.
Sitting in an apartment. What could be better? What could be
that
better?
Sounds, sitting in an apartment. What could be better? Roller coaster number two. Sitting in an apartment. What could be better?
On that
and with
note.
That, we do end every episode with a song. Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth and an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. And then
rest in peace, Jimmy.
Smoke a J, drink a Marg. Good night, everybody! There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the gibbet's charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Crocs, clogs, and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and gibbet's charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this kooky crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.